Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Wayne Gretzky is arguably the greatest hockey player of all time. His nickname was the Great One, and for good reason. He saw the ice like no one else, led the league in scoring for years, and set records that may never be broken. But when he tried to coach, something surprising happened. He wasn't good at it. Gretzky coached the Phoenix Coyotes for 4 seasons. They never made the playoffs. His win percentage was among the lowest in the NHL. So how could the best player in history struggle to get results from others? This week on Navigating Abundant Retirement, we're taking that question and turning it toward the world of business. If you're a founder, owner, or executive who feels like your business can't function without you, this episode is for you. We're going to explore the powerful mindset shift required to build a company that thrives without your constant involvement. A company that others want to buy, invest in, or take over without any hesitation. Because if you want freedom, if you want real wealth, and if you want a legacy, it's not enough to be the star player anymore. You have to become the coach. Let's start by naming the trap most business owners fall into. You're too essential. You started the company. You built the product. You have the client relationships. You understand the numbers. You solve the fires. In many ways, you are the business, and at first, that felt like power. But over time, it starts to feel like a prison. Take a composite client we'll call Diane. Diane runs a successful digital marketing firm that grosses $3 million a year. But when we looked at her company through a valuation lens, we found something alarming. 80% of the revenue depended on her involvement. She wrote the pitches. She presented to the clients. She made the final edits. Diane hadn't built a business. She had built a job with overhead. And if Diane ever wanted to sell, take a sabbatical, or even just step back, the whole thing would suffer or collapse. We see this all the time. Owner dependency is the biggest silent value killer in most privately held companies. So what makes a great coach? If being the player is about execution, being the coach is about elevation. Great coaches do 5 things. They build systems that outlast them. They develop people who rise up. They focus on strategy, not tactics. They empower rather than control. They measure results, not activity. This is exactly what great business owners must do if they want a company that grows in value. Let me give you an example from our valuation work. We had a client, a manufacturing CEO, who had built a highly profitable company. But every process lived in his head. When we talked about transition planning, he realized he couldn't leave for 2 weeks without everything grinding to a halt. We walked him through the transition from player to coach. That meant documenting processes, training his VP to lead meetings, delegating client relations to his account team, introducing KPIs and dashboards. Within 18 months, the business ran smoother, revenue increased, and when we brought in a buyer, they offered 1.4 times more than expected because the company no longer depended on him. So how do you get from performer to process architect? Jason Begley's story provides a perfect playbook. Jason Begley started Firing Squad, a lead generation company specializing in cold emails. He went from doing everything himself, scripting ads, directing shoots, writing copy, to documenting his best work and using it to train others. In our coaching work, we call this the knowledge transfer vault. Your goal as a business owner is not to hoard your expertise, it's to bottle it up. Start small. Record a Loom video explaining a core process. Write a checklist for how you approach client onboarding. Create a Your Name's Rules document with your non-negotiable. For example, that would be, in my case, Carol's Rules. This becomes the foundation for your team to scale your thinking without your time. And here's the magic. The more you do this, the more your business becomes a sellable asset. not just a high-paying job. Many founders get stuck here. They start to delegate, but then yank the work back because it's not done their way. Remember, you didn't start out perfect either. Great coaches give feedback. They create space to grow. One client of ours, we'll call him Mark, was an architect who refused to let his junior team lead projects. Every drawing, every estimate came through him. We coached him to implement a project post-mortem where he reviewed team-led projects, gave notes, and handed them back with a clear plan for improvement. In less than 6 months, his team became more confident, his client load dropped 40%, and the firm's gross margin improved. This is the difference between correction and control. And here's the payoff. When you shift from player to coach, you build something others want to buy, partner with, or invest in. The Value Builder system tells us that owner independence is one of the 8 key drivers of business valuation. Businesses that can run for 90 days without the owner are 3 times more likely to sell at a premium. That's why we're offering you today a complimentary download, the 8 Key Drivers of Company Value ebook. It will help you identify where your business stands today, what levers you can pull to increase your company's value tomorrow. Because value is not about what you earn, it's about what you've built. And that comes down to this. Are you the star player, or are you the coach who builds a team of stars? Thanks for listening to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If this episode resonated with you and you're curious about what your business is worth without you, download our 8 Key Drivers of Company Value ebook and schedule your confidential assessment. You've worked hard for success. Now let's make sure you can step back and enjoy it. Until next time, navigate with intention. We'll see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.